You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Researchers from Cardiff University are finalising their study into the way sight loss can affect visual imagination. But there's still time for you to help. Joining me now is Dr. Matt Dunn, Senior Lecturer from the School of Optometry and Vision Sciences at Cardiff University. Dr. Dunn, welcome back to RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks for having me.
Well, it's been about a year now since we last spoke about the research project. Tell us a bit more about the aims and what you're hoping to explore.
We are interested in hearing from people with any registered form of sight loss, so sight impaired or severely sight impaired registered. What we're looking at is specifically we're interested in why some people with vision loss develop Charles-Bonnet syndrome and some people do not. Now, we're not just looking for people with Charles-Bonnet syndrome to take part. Actually, anyone can if they're registered. But Charles-Bonnet syndrome is the development of hallucinations, visual hallucinations only in people following sight impairment. And we know that some people get them and other people don't. This is what we're trying to find out.
And what's involved for participants in the study? How does the study actually work?
So the research is simply a survey, takes about an hour to complete. It can be done online or over the phone. And we're asking some questions, first of all, about the visual impairment that you have. If you have hallucinations, we'll be asking you about those. But as I said, you don't have to have hallucinations to take part. And then we're also then be asking you a series of questions about where we ask you to imagine different visual scenes. So we say, you know, in your mind's eye, I want you to think about a certain visual scene. And then we'll ask you how vividly you can conceive of that in your mind. Now, in the last sort of 15, 20 years or so, there's been a lot of research into visual imagination. And a little while back, there was this discovery of I wouldn't say it's a condition so much as a phenomenon called aphantasia. This is not just in people who have sight loss, this is in anybody. Aphantasia is the inability to imagine a visual scene in your mind. So to some people, you can say, you know, think of the face of a loved one, and you can kind of, you have some kind of image in your mind of what that face would be. But in other people, there is no image whatsoever in the mind's eye. And then conversely, more recently, it's been discovered that some people have what's called hyperphantasia, which is where the image is so vivid that it's almost as if that image that they conjure up in their mind were being seen directly. So we know that there's this variation of visual imagination in typically sighted people, and we're interested in seeing how that varies in people with sight loss, and whether or not the extent to which you have a vivid imagination would lead to people experiencing Charles-Bonnet syndrome hallucinations following sight loss.
If people would like to learn more about the study, including how they can take part, where's the best place to find out more information?
For anyone who would like to take part, you can go online to the web address that will take you to the information about the study. Is it tinyurl.com/sight-impairment-study? So that's tinyurl.com/sight-impairment-study. And that will take you to some basic information about what the study involves, which will be followed by some consent forms, and then you can take part in the study online. There is also the option to make a phone call, and then we can call you back if you're unable to complete the online version. Oh, and I should also say we're looking to close the study on the 10th of April. So we're looking for participation before then. And just to reiterate that we would love people to take part whether or not you have hallucinations. And in fact, at the moment, we have more responses from people with Charles-Bonnet syndrome than without, which is why we're sort of pushing to try and find a few more people who don't have visual hallucinations to take part as well.
And once this phase is complete, what do you want to do with the research that's collected and what's next for the project?
Well, for us, we're interested in you know, the cause of the condition. So it's very hard to come up with a treatment for something until you know what the mechanism is that caused it in the first place. So if we were to find the visual imagination was part of the cause of Charles-Bonnet syndrome, then maybe that would be something to look at. So really, it depends on the outcome of the study as to whether we can use that information to inform the development of therapies to maybe reduce that. I should also say that, you know, in Charles-Bonnet syndrome, roughly about a third of people with Charles-Bonnet syndrome consider the hallucinations to be a negative thing. You know, they find them distressing. But another third of people find them to be a positive thing. And then the remaining third find them just neutral. They're neither positive nor negative. So not every person with Charles-Bonnet syndrome is necessarily looking to prevent hallucinations in that way.
And can you remind us of the best place to find information about the research study and how people can take part?
Yeah, so the research study is completed online. You go to www.tinyurl.com/sight-impairment-study. And as I said, we're looking for people who are registered as sight impaired or severely sight impaired. There is no geographical restriction. I should say, though, that you must be over 18 to complete it. I haven't mentioned that. But otherwise, anyone can take part in the study, whether or not you have hallucinations as part of your visual impairment. We would love to hear from you.
Dr. Matt Dunn, Senior Lecturer from the School of Optometry and Vision Sciences at Cardiff University. Thanks for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.